This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard will be joining us here shortly, so before we do that, we'll just kind of set things up here. And, yeah, I mean, yes, it's Good Friday, so we wanted to do something that wasn't super outlandish when it came to movies. And so Andy and I both earlier in the week thought we'd do something that's, you know, not everybody's into Good Friday and all that. We get that. But so you can do, you know, inspirational, or it can be your favorite religious movie. We're not going to judge either way. It's whatever you want to do.
Right. And I noticed this online. Inspirational means totally different things to everybody. Whatever movie inspires you.
Yeah.
And that could be any number of kinds of movies. What inspires one person is totally different from another.
Great point.
Yeah.
It's not always the same for... Now, I will say this. What some would consider inspirational, I probably would consider a romance.
Yes.
We're not doing romance movies today. So I will say that. No, this isn't like, you know, you come up with your favorite romance and throw it in because you're single and you want inspiration. Yeah, no, we're not going down that path.
I have nothing but a list of romance movies.
Yeah, we're shooting those down.
I do have one movie that is, and just for my fun.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But let's just say it totally does not belong on this show today.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that's kind of the rules, and again, we're always a little loosey-goosey on the rules, and, you know, whatever, again, whatever inspires you, fine. But yeah, I did not, even though there are probably some inspirational movies that are also romances that would cross either genre, on my list, I didn't include those. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
So I'll give you an example. The Notebook. So it's a romance, it's inspirational because, you know, James Garner's got his wife who's got dementia, and it's the whole story about him reading to her, and they're going back through his whole life, story. And yes, it's very, very inspirational as far as that goes, but it's probably more of a romantic movie than it is inspirational.
Well, what about, like, While You Were Sleeping, you know, at the end when he brings the whole family to her booth where she's working, and aren't you inspired then?
That's like a Hallmark romance movie.
It is.
Which we could all write 100 times over.
I know, but it's fun.
It's
a fun movie.
It is a fun movie. I'll give you that. Okay, so without further ado, we'll take a quick break. Richard will join us here fairly quick, and then we'll go through some of the movies that, you know, both of us and then Richard has as well. But again, you can call in, text us, by the way, 303-477-5600 is our main line. You can text us as well, 307-200-8222. American National Insurance is next. My good friend Paul Leuenberger will help you with your insurance needs. And when I say any insurance needs, yes, any insurance needs, give Paul a call today. Find out what he can do for you. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Golden Eagle Financial, again, seminar coming up in a week, the 6th of April. You can still register for that now. Go to klzradio.com for Golden Eagle Financial and Al Smith. Get that done today, klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Get your estate in order today. Call Michael, 720-394-6887.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
All right, John Cannata, he's our cyber guy. Make sure your business is protected when it comes to cybersecurity. That's constantly increasing, or the threat is, I should say. Find John at klzradio.com.
Cyber guy John Cannata can manage your network and devices and keep cyber attacks at bay so you can focus on what you love. Hackers target businesses with employees who use multiple devices to connect, lawyers, accountants, professional services. You're a prime target for these criminals. John the Cyber Guy has a managed network solution that will ensure that you not only know when someone is poking around where they shouldn't, but you can respond appropriately. Very few business owners understand the dire consequences of ignoring network security. John monitors your entire system, and he's not just looking for damage being done. He's looking for specific exceptions to the norm that means someone might be ready to attack, giving you constant watch and advice notice of an attack so you can prevent it. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at no cost to you, and find out what he can do for your business by going to klzradio.com/security.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I've been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, before we make our rounds, let's do this. Since we've got a couple of callers and Richard's not here yet, let's do John and Cheyenne first. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John.
My wife was listening, and she said Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah, on my list.
And I'll go way back and go.
No. Yeah. How would I ever guess you'd go back to an old movie, John?
Well, I've got two old movies that are classics.
Let's hear it.
And they'll probably be on this weekend. The Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah. On my list.
Wait, can I play a clip?
Yeah, play it. Play it.
Please.
Oh, but I wasn't ready. Here we go. By the way, I apologize for the quality of this recording.
That's okay. Go for it.
A day of rest?
When your horses tire, they're rested. When they hunger, they're fed.
Slaves draw stone and brick. My horses draw the next pharaoh.
Is there any grain stored here in Goshen?
None that you would dare take, my brother.
Temple granaries are full. Bring the push-pull men and some women with baskets.
I will. Great prince.
Great prince.
Great prince.
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner was awesome.
That's a great movie, by the way, John. Good job.
I liked Yul Brynner so much, I was almost rooting for his side.
Yeah. And then the other one is with the same actor, and that would be Ben-Hur.
Oh, that's on my list, too. Great movie.
Yeah. I don't know which one is better. I like Ben-Hur.
Nah, they're probably equal.
Ben-Hur had better chariot races.
They did.
No, but the best part, I thought, in Ben-Hur was when they chained him in the galleon, and they said, number 43, row and live.
Yep.
You know, that's like classic... you guys, if I don't talk to you, have a happy Easter.
You too, John. Enjoy. Appreciate you, man. Have a happy Easter as well. Soren, you are next. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start with one that came out last year, Jesus Revolution.
Yep.
It's on my list.
Got it.
That was a good one.
It was really good. And then The Finest Hours.
Finest. I don't have that one on my list. Okay, Finest Hours.
Chariots of Fire.
Okay, just a sec. Here we go.
And that's it.
One moment. I love this song, by the way.
Good.
Let's play a little of it. You know, when that movie came out, people could not get enough of that song. They would play it over and over and over.
Good one, Soren. Thanks. I appreciate it. Richard, are you with us now?
Richard?
Are you there? Is B up, Charlie? Charlie? There we go. Yeah, you are. We got you.
Oh, see? It wasn't me this time, Andy.
It wasn't you this time. This time.
All right. So, Andy, how about we start around?
Okay. I'm going to do another song because it is from another really good Christian movie. Here we go.
Good job.
There we go.
Good job. All right. Richard, you are up.
Great one, Andy. Great song, by the way, as a side note. Obviously,
it really was.
Yeah, I know. No doubt. One of the best.
Great song that way. All right. I'm going to go with maybe a little bit different, not quite as solemn, even though today is solemn, but it's also a happy day in a way.
Absolutely.
Right? So we're going to be happy. And where it all started... watch this over the Christmas, which is The Star,
that works.
Christian film, and it's a cute adaptation of Jesus' birth from the animal's point of view.
We'll take that.
It was very cute.
I'll count that one. Not a problem. Okay, so I guess I'm up, right?
Yes.
There's so many. Pilgrim's Progress, old one, going back.
Wow. That is going way back. Way to go.
Had to read that entire series as a kid in school and do the reports on it and the whole nine yards. And when the movie came out, I was like, why couldn't this have been first?
Naturally, I had never heard of it, you know, when I was young. Right. Read it in Bible college. What incredible writing.
Absolutely.
Blew my mind. Okay, you're going to be shocked by this, but I have to play it, and then I'll explain why this movie was inspirational. Okay. Here we go.
I'm the smartest
fist, most crammer, most fizz, a great fit.
Andy.
But nobody yes! else seems to
on Good Friday,
it.
Nonetheless.
You got it.
The world, maybe okay. They'll notice me.
Andy's going to hell, but that's okay, everybody.
Until then,
no kidding.
I'll just be lonely.
Aren't you? Don't you ever get Ronery? Yeah,
no, I don't get Ronery.
Poor
riddle
me.
Me. Okay, here is why that movie was inspirational, and I'm serious about this. Never had mainstream America been shown so clearly that you guys are blowing it by letting Hollywood actors influence you on important issues that matter
how
in your life.
Hollywood is.
Right. You should simply look at your life and what matters in your life rather than having Hollywood actually influence you.
Can't argue that.
That was inspirational.
Yeah, no, can't argue that. Okay. Good recovery.
Thank you. I thought so.
Richard?
No, I actually mean that, though. Go ahead, Richard.
Needed some level of recovery. Oh, my goodness. All right. Almost.
I was waiting for the lightning to strike since it's Good Friday, but you know I didn't.
Well, I watch it whenever I need to be. You know,
I would
just
move
feel more inspired.
Maybe a little bit further away from Andy than you normally are.
He did.
He should have. So,
why did John put this antenna on my head?
Yeah, Andy was maybe equally as bad of a different bad of a movie, but you know. Some people would argue inspirational, and that is Rudy.
That was already mentioned, but that's okay. You weren't here. You didn't know.
You weren't here.
Rudy.
Terrible.
Okay, I've got one that...
That was a great movie.
I have one that I have to explain, because at first you wouldn't think, how could that be inspirational? But yet, if you go all the way to the end, it was Adam Sandler, Click.
At the end, it was.
Because all through there, he was, you know, had to keep rewinding and rewinding. And basically, because of his life, he missed everything in his family, and it ended up an utter disaster. Now, at the end, he was just dreaming and realized that, oh, I'm going to do a better job of actually living life because I've got my, quote-unquote, second chance.
Yeah, basically, all the problems that you think are setbacks that you want to rewind, guess what? Those were your life, and you're
That's
missing
right.
it.
Those were the moments you should have cherished.
Well done, sir.
So, there you
well
go.
Done. Shall we keep going?
Yep, keep going.
Okay, this is from a movie that I found very inspirational. It's called Pay It Forward.
Oh.
Here we go.
Trevor.
Maybe Trevor is absolutely right. Why should we think about the world? I mean, after all, what does the world expect of us?
Expect.
Mm-hmm. Of you. What does the world expect of you?
Nothing.
Nothing. My God, boys and girls, he's absolutely right. Nothing. I mean, here you are. You can't drive. You can't vote. You can't even go to the bathroom without a pass from me. You're stuck right here in the seventh grade. But not forever. Because one day, you'll be free.
Yeah! There's something, sorry, but there's something about Spacey and seventh graders that... I can't get out of
yeah,
my
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to, think too much about that.
Sorry, Andy.
I can't help that he's a great actor.
I know.
But
it's another one of those examples where you ruin everything he's ever done.
I know.
Idiot.
Oh my goodness, though. What a terrific movie.
And he was a great actor. I'll agree with you.
He was fantastic. And by the way, that was Haley Joel Osment again.
Good movie.
Who's always terrific. But it was just what he was getting to is basically, the world expects absolutely nothing of you when you have everything to give,
yep.
And you can change it now.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Good one.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right. Again, we'll go different, inspirational, which is Patch Adams with Robin Williams.
Yeah, that one works.
Nicely done. I like it.
Yeah, that one works.
He was very inspirational in that.
All right, I have one.
Okay.
We got to get some sports themes going here, just because they're some of the best, in my opinion anyway, some of the most inspirational movies involve something to do with sports. Not always, but they can be very inspirational. Richard, I think you would agree with this one. The Greatest Game Ever Played.
It's on my list.
There you go.
A great one, especially with the Masters coming up, for sure.
There you go.
By the way, you're killing my list.
It's a great movie, by the way. If you've never seen it, watch it.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Okay, How about, and this is a piece from the trailer for Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. Here we go.
History, in an unguided and undesigned way, the theory of evolution.
Excuse me?
Yes, Ben.
How did life begin in the first place?
Mr. Stein, you have the same question every time.
Well, you never answer it, sir.
It develops, you know, we've been through this so many times, you have
Could
me so...
Could there have been an intelligent designer?
Now you see him in detention, just a sec.
So what are you here for?
I made a movie.
And there you go. Did you see that movie?
No, I did not.
It was actually very impressive. I enjoyed it a lot. All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, really quick, before you go, Richard, or before you start, somebody texted and asked, did you actually go to Bucky's last weekend?
No, because from what I heard, and it was true, a disaster. Like, people are waiting like 25 minutes to just get in on the off ramp.
I heard the same thing.
We had someone that, well, works for you, Dad, went up. They had to go at 11:30 at night to do it where there was no wait.
Oh, my
and
word.
Even then, there was still, you know, there was still about 100 people inside.
Unbelievable.
Richard, I just want to ask this. When you finally walk in to Bucky's, will you be playing some inspirational music like Theme from Rocky or something like that?
I probably have to, Andy. You know, I made it to the top of the statue, apparently.
You've been waiting for this, man.
Good one.
All right, you're up.
You are correct. All right, I don't know if anyone said this one, but again, another good movie, Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society.
Nope, no one said that one.
Oh, yes. What a great movie. What a great movie.
Good one. Good one. Okay, let's see here. Trying to pick ones that, you know, everybody else wouldn't normally pick or think of. All right, this one you may not believe would be inspirational. Not Team America.
Okay.
Although most wouldn't say is inspirational, although I think it is, because far too many of us have a habit of always saying no. But in Jim Carrey's Yes Man, he does it completely the opposite and finds out all sorts of things in life he wouldn't have known otherwise by just saying yes.
I can see that. That's inspirational.
Because a lot of people miss out in a lot of things in life because it's just a constant no, 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 no.
There's that little two-year-old in all of us.
Uh-huh. And Jim had to go the opposite way and have to say everything yes.
Well done.
There you go.
Okay. I got to throw this one out right now because Richard is taking all the Robin Williams films. I've noticed that.
Okay.
Richard, I'm going to throw out, how about Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting?
Oh, good one.
And here's a little speech when he is talking to Will.
I ask you about war. You probably throw Shakespeare at me, right? Once more into the breach, dear friends. But you've never been near one. You've never held your best friend's head in your lap and watch him gasp his last breath looking to you for help. I ask you about love, probably quote me a sonnet. But you've never looked at a woman and been totally vulnerable. Known someone that could level you with her eyes. Feeling like God put an angel on earth just for you. Who could rescue you from the depths of hell. And you wouldn't know what it's like to be her angel. To have that.
I mean, it was really inspirational to me because he had a guy who was basically all of life was to him was a study.
Right.
And he was saying, you don't know anything about life because you haven't experienced it.
Yep.
I thought it was very inspirational.
No,
what do you think, Richard?
I will give it to you. It's a underrated movie. That's Matt Damon, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
All right. I'm going to go with one that you two may not think of, but it's very inspirational. Andy, I know you'll agree with it, which is the movie Up.
Yep. I got it on my list. That counts.
I agree.
Absolutely. On my list. All right. I have one that most, again, wouldn't think of as inspirational, but at least it was to me, mainly because this is somebody that probably, at least in the movie, now the person portraying him was extremely smart, but in the movie wasn't, and yet all of the things he did for his fellow man by just being nice, Forrest Gump.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
Right?
I actually thought you were going to go with another Tom Hanks role.
Nope.
With that.
This one, Forrest Gump, just all the way through, he was just nice, and look where it got him in the end.
Well, let me skip doing a clip here because I want to say the next one. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, great one, Andy.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I thought that kind of achieved the same thing. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, very, very good. All right, let's see here. We'll go with this one, even though it's a little bit, well, I guess it's kind of different. The Green Mile.
Oh, it's on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're very inspirational.
Absolutely.
I mean,
oh, my gosh. Three straight Tom Hanks films.
Absolutely.
We're on a roll.
All right, I'll do one, then we'll take a quick break. And to me, and by the way, this movie, surprisingly enough, I hadn't seen until recently. I don't know why. One of those movies where I just didn't take time to watch it, but I finally did here about 6-7 months ago, Coach Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Very impressive.
Very great. Good, great movie. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. $100 off your next service. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and Hi-Fi Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need Hi-Fi to come out and to see what the issue is. Hi-Fi takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. Hi-Fi is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. If you've been putting off especially a kitchen remodel, don't do it any longer. Find Premier Home Remodels at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a...
All right, Flesh Law is next. 303-806-8886. Criminal, civil, Kevin is there to help you. Again, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Ridgeland Auto Brokers, two locations now to serve you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Find them at RidgelandAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
Now, back to Rush to Reason. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560 on this Good Friday. So if you're listening to a replay, you know what day this is. Myself, Andy Pate, Richard Rush as well. Andy, start another round for us.
Okay, this is very inspirational because it really shows how the outsiders can still do great things and reach great heights. And this is The Greatest Showman. Here's a clip. And that was Wolverine, Hugh Jackman singing, and he's got a great voice.
Never seen it, but maybe someday I'll.
What do you think,
break
Richard?
Down and watch it. It's musical.
No, you will not watch it. It's basically an opera.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching that.
Richard, are you there?
Oh, I am here, Andy. I was gonna tell him he needs to watch it.
Yeah, they sing too much.
Yeah, but Richard, honestly, your dad doesn't even like musicals, and that is almost an opera. It's almost all music.
Yeah, no, count me out.
But it's good. It flows with it. It's not too weird.
Okay, whatever you say.
The bearded lady is weird.
You're not correct. You're not incorrect.
Okay, go ahead.
You're not incorrect, Andy. All right, let's see here. Well, we'll hit the Mel Gibson train at some point, so might as well start now. Did we do Braveheart?
Nobody did Braveheart.
Not yet.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Believe it.
Yep, that works. All right, I'm going to steal one from Lexi, who was with me yesterday. She's new here. Black Easter, which I've never seen, but I'll put it on the list.
Black Easter.
Black Easter.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither. I'll have to watch it.
Okay.
You're up.
Here's a little bit from the trailer for Searching for Bobby Fischer, which was very inspirational. Here we go.
Why do you want your son to play chess?
Oh, I don't. He does. He taught himself.
In a game where winning means the world.
Tell me, is the next Bobby Fischer somewhere in this room?
A challenge has begun.
Your son creates like Fischer. He sees like him inside.
You're playing not to lose, Josh. You've got to risk losing. You've got to risk everything.
I was wondering if you could keep him from playing there so much.
No. You'd kill him not to play in the park. He loves it.
Just makes my job harder.
Then your job's harder.
Oh, good! Yeah.
And it was incredible just watching where the big message at the end was, it is better to be you and to love than to win. Even though he could win.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Go ahead, Richard.
Richard, you're up.
Yep.
Let's see here. All right, again, not quite a Good Friday-esque movie, but if we're going inspirational, we'll go with Whiplash. Not sure if you've seen it, Andy, or not.
What's it about?
I don't think I did.
It's got so J.K. Simmons, the guy from the Farmers Insurance commercials, you know, and then Miles Teller in there in the basically you've got a, he's a drummer and he wants to be like in this elite musical academy type deal and lots of language and stuff in it, but it's pretty it's an intense sort of uplifting in a way.
Okay.
I like it.
Downlifting, all sorts of things.
Let's see here. Some of the we may at the end rattle off some of the what everyone would think we should be saying on Good Friday movies. So I'll wait and kind of rattle those off in our lightning round towards the end, Andy, because some of these are like, why aren't you guys saying such and such? Well, because I'm going to wait and do some of that then. So how about Remember the Titans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you not find that inspirational?
Does that work?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with it. Okay, here's a movie that is complete heresy.
Okay.
And yet it was inspirational to an entire generation in the 60s. Here we go. Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know how to love him. What to do? How to move him? I've been changed. Yes, really changed. In these past few days when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else.
The music in that movie, and it was an opera, it was some of the greatest music I've ever heard, period. And yes, it was very heretical. So there you go. Richard, you're up.
All righty here. Let's go with, and we got to go with, Andy, I'm surprised you haven't said this one yet, because usually it's on your list, especially when we get to these, you know, good feeling movies.
Uh-huh.
October Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one counts.
Very inspirational.
Yeah, on my list, that one counts. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got such a long list, I got to find it. I'll do that in a moment. But yes, that's a good one. Good job. How about Hidden Figures?
Oh, yes.
That count?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, in this next movie...
But we never went to the moon, so just make sure that we say that.
No. Thanks for saying that, John. Couldn't have gotten by.
Sorry, I had to throw it in there.
Okay. Well, in this next movie, what we see is somebody who has let bitterness bunch him up and shut him down emotionally. And at one point, we see him let himself out emotionally, and he does it while playing the piano in a jazz bar, and this is The Green Book.
Yes, that's on my list. That was next.
Just listen to some piano. And he is having the time of his life, and he is one of the great classical pianists of his time. He's a black man in the Old South and is terrified, and he's bitter. And a white man gets him to loosen up.
Yep. Great movie.
Oh, Green
Fabulous
Book? Yeah,
movie,
I gave
Andy.
It Best Movie of the Year a few
Fabulous
years ago.
Fabulous movie.
Richard, you're up.
Oh, let's see here. Andy, yes. All right. Oh, Will Smith, even though he's sort of fallen off over the past few years, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
That works.
That doesn't change how inspirational a movie is. We're not critiquing actors. We're critiquing movies. So I think you're dead on.
Agree.
Can't argue that one at all.
Okay, you're up.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Very much so. Okay, we're going to start going faster here. The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, that was on my list.
It's a hard watch, but it's
all
true.
Yeah, that's a kind of one-time-only thing for me.
It is.
I don't need to see it a second time.
Richard, you're up.
Did we do... Yeah, it absolutely is. Did we do 10... I mean, I can't remember if
we
I
did.
Came in with that. 10 Commandments?
Yes, we did.
John from Cheyenne did it, by the way.
Oh, well, I mean...
He was on before you, so that's fine.
Inspirational dad, like you said, for sports, Forrest Gump.
Already did it.
Not Forrest Gump. Remember the Titans.
Already did it.
Jeez, people.
Rob. Are you not listening? What are you doing there?
Kids don't listen to their parents anymore.
You got earwax. What's going on?
You are correct.
Name another one.
Did we do Rocky already?
We did not do
Rocky.
We
did not.
Dun 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 dun. Dun.
That's a good one.
Unstoppable.
Oh, absolutely. Good one. How about God's Not Dead?
Yeah, it's on my list. Good job.
Yep. Richard, you're up.
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, Andy, good one there. Just because classic, I guess, even though Christmas, what? It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, jeez, I hate that movie.
It's a Miserable Life until the last 5 minutes.
It is.
Okay, John, you're up.
That thing is the worst. Soul Surfer.
Oh, good one. It's on my list. Okay, let's go back to cartoons. And Richard, you'll appreciate this one. Anyone can be a father figure if they care. Onward.
Oh, I never seen it.
Very inspirational.
Okay.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, you definitely got to watch that one, Dad.
Okay.
You're up.
Definitely have to. All right, let me see here. Well, this is a book, but still uplifting. Even, they should do more of it. To Kill a Mockingbird was a decent movie.
Very much so.
Best actor, award winner sort of thing.
John, you're up.
I have a confession.
What?
Never seen that movie.
I've only seen part. That's
I've never
confession.
Seen the movie.
It's before my time. It's an old movie, so Richard, of course, comes up with it.
Of course.
You're
up. Facing the Giants. Cheesy, but good.
Very cheesy.
Yeah, but good.
Okay, how about the great Ben Kingsley in Gandhi?
Oh, yeah, on my list. Good job.
Richard, you're up.
Yep.
Is Facing the Giants is the one with the cheesy kind of whatever it is.
Cheesy
was,
coach
right?
guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that's good. All right, Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, inspirational.
John?
Yep, I'll take that one. John Q.
Oh, nicely done.
Fighting to get his kid.
Okay, here's one that is inspirational. If you see the right way to treat people with respect, and that is the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, I agree, Andy.
Very much so.
Have you seen that one, Richard?
Yes. I mean, it is uplifting. It's I guess a good movie. I didn't expect. It was one of those movies, you just don't know what's the title, right? Like, a lot of times you can tell about a movie from a title.
You're right. Right.
No, you don't know.
Well,
you can't on that one.
Richard, I really liked when the lady was basically talking to the Down syndrome guy like he was a little child, and the guy looks at her and says, "Don't do that."
Yeah, quit talking
Don't
to him
do
that,
that way. Talk to him normal.
Right. And she looks at him like, "Well, what are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Great movie.
Totally.
Fabulous movie, by the way.
Richard, you're up.
No, I just did it, Andy. Oh, yeah, you did it, Peanut Butter Falcon. All right, I'm going to go with one similar, very sad, but inspirational in its own right. Similar, I Am Sam.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one's a tearjerker.
I mean, oh, yeah, it'll get you, but, just be prepared.
All right, good friend of mine just sent this one in. I've not seen it yet. I've wanted to watch it, but I haven't. A Million Miles Away. I've not seen that one yet.
All right. Well, this next movie is a little high level and intellectual for you two, but I'm going to say it anyway. Jonah, a Veggie Tales movie.
Okay. Veggie Tales. Good job, Andy.
Richard, you're up.
Jeez, Andy, Veggie Tales. I mean, you're not wrong. It is pretty. However you want to say it. All right, here, let's go with. No, not that one. This again. It wouldn't be Easter without Good Friday without this. 127 Hours with James Franco. Got a thousand arm off.
Yeah, that's inspirational.
Yeah,
cut your arm off to get out of the rock you're in.
Well, otherwise you die.
I've seen some movies where I would have cut my arm off to get out.
Well, that's probably true, Andy.
Okay, you're up.
Yeah. Okay, because of the movie Andy reviewed last week, I'm putting this on this week's list. That would be Schindler's List.
Yes.
Because of your movie last week. But it is also, especially at the end where he's, how could you not be moved at the end of the movie where Liam Neeson is literally looking at different things on his clothing saying, here's a life, here's a life,
right.
Here's a life, here's a life.
Yeah, unbelievable. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, Richard, you mentioned the Ten Commandments. How about The Prince of Egypt?
Oh, very
good job.
Andy.
Okay, you're up.
Let's see here. Oh, I've got to go. Oh, you already did Good Will Hunting, Andy.
I did. I can't give you all the Robin Williams movies.
You should.
Why are so many of his inspirational, by the way?
Because he's good at it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, I guess inspirational. Well, you know, depending on which side of the story you believe, The Blind Side.
It's on my list.
Yeah. Okay, so. I'm going to put one in here. Even though Andy said it was slow, which it was, but it's still inspirational because you just made me think about it with a particular actor, Man from Otto.
A Man Called Otto?
A Man Called, yeah, not from Otto, Called Otto, thank you.
Yeah, and once again, starring...
Tom Hanks.
Exactly. Okay, here's a movie, another cartoon. It was inspirational to all homeschoolers. Tangled.
Okay.
And How to Get Freedom. What do you think, Richard?
It was. Well, yes, it's one of my daughter's favorite movies right now. So, yes, it is inspirational in its own right. Right, Andy?
Yes, it is. All right, you're up.
All right. On that thing. Oh, well, I guess this is inspirational, you know, if you want to escape from prison and telling you that it's possible. The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Great one.
Okay.
John.
Unbroken.
Oh, good one. Man, you're killing my list here.
Sorry.
Okay. This one is a great action movie, but it's inspirational in that if you've given up on being a leader, you can still be a leader, and you can lead men anywhere, and that is U571.
Oh, okay.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
All right, Richard, you're up.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say Fury Road or some dumb thing.
Well, U5 isn't quite that great.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
That is good. And, well, you know, speaking of Furiosa. All right. Yes. I'm going to go with Finding Nemo because of a lot of reasons. It's just great. And it's all of the things, right?
I agree.
Don't know that I've ever seen it. So sorry.
You haven't seen Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo.
No, I don't. Probably bits and pieces with the grandkids, but no, not the whole thing.
Oh, my word.
Why don't you love life?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't.
Kidding.
You're up.
Okay, I'll throw a couple in from listeners. How about 42?
Oh, yeah. Jackie Robinson, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good one.
Hey, we got to go quick, so you two go real quick.
Okay, The Lost King.
Oh.
That came out a while back, and that was wonderful. Go ahead, Richard.
The Lion King, Andy.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll throw this one in last, and I watched bits and pieces of it the other day. This came from a listener as well, Gladiator.
Very much. Okay. I agree.
I'll do it. Richard, I'll let you go because we're going to come back and just do a few more, and then we'll get things wrapped up. Thank you very much. Happy Easter.
Sounds good.
All right, appreciate it. Love you. Roof Savers of Colorado is next for all your roofing needs, commercial, residential, doesn't matter what it is, flat roof, you name it. Dave can do it all, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
All right, Bruce Simmons, he is a reverse mortgage specialist. Find out today whether a reverse mortgage works for you. Find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you.
if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, they would love to take care of you with either a furnace or an AC unit. They've got financing available as well. Call them today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Cub Creek Heating and AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Level Engineering is next, and Alan Davis, who is on with us at 3 o'clock, will help you with what works best for you, your home, your business, your farm. You name it, he'll help you with the solar end of things. Level Engineering, find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. What you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Andy, rattle a few off here before we wrap things up.
Okay, how about Babe?
Oh, yeah.
Very much. Yeah. Invincible.
Okay.
Okay, Men of Honor.
Okay.
Fireproof with Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yep.
Leap of Faith with Steve Martin, I know. The Boys in the Boat, very inspirational. The Natural. That was
inspirational. Good one.
Awakenings. You've heard of The Untouchables. How about The Intouchables?
Yep.
And finally, a movie where God wins, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Gotcha.
You got Angels in the Outfield, Priest, Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty, and that's good enough.
All right, I've got Varsity Blues from listeners, The Ultimate Gift, Thunderheart, which I do not know. So that's it for today, guys. Have a great rest of your day here on this Good Friday, whatever you're doing the rest of the evening. Myself and Andy will see you again next week. Don't forget tomorrow morning, by the way, Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, followed up by Drive Radio. And then, of course, Easter is Sunday, so all of you have a great Easter weekend. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.